the United States military is opening the first postgraduate program focusing on homeland security. Tomorrow, the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, dedicates this program. Professor Paul Stockton will direct the new Center of Homeland Security, and he joins us now. Professor Stockton, welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
Who will you be teaching exactly, and what do you want to teach them?
We've got 15 students in the entering class, and the students come from a range of government organizations that reflect the diversity that we're going to need to bring to the fight against terrorism. So we have National Guard officers, we have Navy officers, but also we have the leaders of Homeland Security in the state of Utah, state of Georgia, other states around the nation, and we have a fire captain from the New York City Fire Department.
So are you going to produce people with the equivalent of a master's degree or PhD in Homeland Security?
They'll get a master's degree in security studies with a specialization in Homeland Security. And the reason that we're doing that, Steve, is that Homeland Security does not exist as an academic field. We're having to define the field of Homeland Security as part of the intellectual challenge of building the future leadership for Homeland Security for the nation.
What kind of questions require academic study here?
Well, let me give you an example. One of the things that we're going to be focusing on here is the challenge of critical infrastructure protection. States and localities, and indeed private industry, the federal government across the nation, face the problem of figuring out where should our scarce resources go in order to protect critical infrastructure. There's a lot of operations research analysis that can be brought to bear on the question of where do we get the most bang for our buck in protecting critical infrastructure.
You're saying how can we get better at protecting power plants and dams and reservoirs and things like that?
Exactly. And for example, on intelligence, we've had big challenges in the United States in building jointness, building effective intelligence cooperation between the separate armed services of the United States. There are some lessons learned, both for good and for ill, that can be applied to trying to develop an effective system of intelligence sharing for the federal government, the states and localities that all need to work together in the war on terrorism.
Could there actually be a course called Information Sharing 101 or something?
There actually is. It's called Intelligence for Homeland Security, Organizational and Policy Challenges.
Professor, you're obviously offering a degree in something that is very much on people's minds at the moment with the war on terrorism and everything else. I went to college in the late 1980s, and I had a lot of friends who went to college, and they took courses in international relations and got degrees in international relations because they were thinking about the Cold War. And then they graduated about the time that the Cold War ended, and they ended up never being able to put that degree to use. I wonder if you're mindful of the possibility that in 2 or 3 years we might be utterly focused on something else.
My assumption now is that we're in the war on terrorism for the long haul, and that this challenge to American security is going to be serious and it's going to be sustained. So I hope that we'll be able to prevail in the relatively near term.
Professor Paul Stockton is the director of the new Center of Homeland Security at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. Professor, thanks very much for taking the time.
You're welcome.